Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
What's up, everybody? The band is back together. Jason Gibbs, our esteemed producer, back with us today on this Tuesday edition of Training Camp Preview Week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, alongside my man, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci. And we've got a big show for you here today, just 4 days away from the kickoff of training camp this Saturday, July the 26th. Yes. Obviously, our Ohio business machine's hot topic of the day all kind of revolves around Coach Pettine, the quarterbacks. He did a Q&A with Nate Ulrich yesterday from the Akron Beacon Journal, and we will have Nate calling in to talk about the time he spent with our head coach at around 1:30 p.m. 2 o'clock today, we'll have the blitz as we will go ahead and go around the AFC North. We're going to preview the defensive line, what a position, Vic, a position group that you and I certainly think is one of the great strengths of this team, if not the greatest strength of this team headed into the 2014 season. We'll play a little after further review as well. So a lot to get to. And also another Ohio business machine hot topic of the day is that the NFL announced that more Johnny Manziel number 2 Cleveland Browns jerseys were sold on NFLShop.com during the first quarter of the league's fiscal year than any other players in the league. And so I ask you, if you're buying one Browns jersey this season, whose jersey are you buying? Maybe a lot of people already have the John Football ones there, notorious. But still, nice to see for Cleveland, the highest that a Cleveland Brown has ever ranked on this list since the NFL began tracking it.
Yeah, look, there's no ignoring this. You can have a debate over how this factors into the team's thinking about the quarterback position. Who starts at quarterback? And do you let this bleed into this? Do you let this become part of the discussion among the coaches? The obvious football answer is absolutely not. Jersey sales should not translate to a football decision. But that said, you can't ignore that the public is speaking very loudly with its dollars in terms of who it enjoys watching, who it wants to see, why there's a buzz, why we're having a registration for the first time that I can recall ever for training camp online. You go to clevelandbrowns.com if you're planning to come to camp to register so that you can get into training camp. In past years, you showed up. You just showed up and you could watch training camp. And some crowds would be bigger than others, but generally speaking, if you showed up, you got to see. You were in. That's not the case anymore. Why is it not the case? Because a certain guy wearing number 2 has changed the whole dynamic. And I think the news of him, of these jersey sales, is more about who he has surpassed. He's ahead of the defending Super Bowl champion quarterback, Russell Wilson. He's the one who comes in at number 2. He's ahead of Colin Kaepernick, who comes in at number 3 from the San Francisco 49ers. Two teams that really the presumptive top teams of the National Football League. And here we are talking about a quarterback from a team that was 4-12 last year at the top of this list. And you have to go to number 4 until you get a really established quarterback. And that guy named, of course, Peyton Manning. So it's very interesting to me the way this list has kind of shaken out. And then the first non-quarterback on the list shows up at number 5. And that, of course, Richard Sherman from the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are all over, like, the top 10. And by the way, including their fan jersey, their number 12 fan jersey
got in at
10. Amazing. Ahead of Marshawn Lynch, who's number 11. But it's Seahawks dominant, which is understandable because they're the top dogs. But this is incredible Peyton Manning shows up at 4th, and then you go to Tom Brady at number 7. Tom Brady at number 7 on this list. For all that those quarterbacks have done and what they've accomplished, clearly there is a fascination. There is everything that Johnny Manziel represents in terms of the attraction, the draw that he's going to be to this camp, the draw that he is to this team is undeniable. And Nathan, this goes right back to what I said before the draft. I had a concern about this. And I'm gonna give you
Cleveland Manziels.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Because I'm being proven right to the large extent that the biggest story about this football team is not the new coach, not the new scheme, not the revitalized, not who was added, not their building a better defense and all the evidence that's there, not all the moves. Even though all those moves matter, are significant, and have been done, they're being trumped, they're being overshadowed by the arrival of Johnny Manziel. what I'm going to add to that comment, because I said that was a reason why you either thought very long and hard about making the pick or you don't make the pick. What I've seen since, though, and this is why I'm not worried about it being a problem for this team, is I do think Mike Pettine, for the most part, gets high marks for how he has managed this, and so has Ray Farmer, how they have managed having Johnny Manziel here. And the primary thing they've done is douse as much as they can the media contact. Now, you still can't prevent other things from showing up publicly, and that includes the NFL announcing that Manziel's jersey is number one. So in some ways, you can't control what comes out there. But they could have a problem in terms of Mike Pettine sitting back and saying, well, I don't know what kind of message that sends out. Hey, the message is there. The league announced it. It's real. It's a story. And we're going to talk about it on this show. And what does it mean? And maybe there are those who say this is why you can't think twice about starting this guy. You got to start this guy because the public has spoken.
And what did Marv Levy say?
If you listen to the fans, you sit with the fans.
That's right. So I'm not worried about that having much of an impact. I think it's a great story for Cleveland. A lot of good things happening for Cleveland. Johnny Manziel coming. There's excitement around that. LeBron James returning. Excitement around that.
Right.
The Republican convention coming here. I'm sure there's some excitement, unexcitement about that as well, yeah, depending where you sit. But
that one has party lines going through.
But nonetheless, it's good for the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, there's an infusion of money.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
attention.
A lot of exciting things happening for the city of Cleveland. And I think the Johnny Manziel story where, you know, he is leading the league in jersey sales, that's great. And I bet the Browns are hoping that's true for a long time, because don't forget, they roll out a new jersey next year. So that's something certainly to keep an eye on. But to me, you know, the biggest story I took away from Mike Pettine, and it was, he said it yesterday with Nate Oldrich. He actually said it to me. I taped an interview with him that will air this Thursday on WKYC at 7 p.m. in the training camp preview show. And he said the exact same thing to me. And that was, this is a quarterback competition that they would like to have decided before the third preseason game. Now, he said, I don't want to paint myself totally into a corner and say that that's when it has to happen. But in his mind, ideally, he will have a decision before that third preseason game, which comes on August the 23rd, and we sit here today on July the 22nd. So within a month, we should have an idea of who the Browns' starting quarterback is. To me, that's a bigger story, and it is all about the competition.
That's important to know who the guy is and what the offense will look like, because there are distinctive differences in how the offense is going to be run with either of these quarterbacks in there. So, yes, I think we're going to get a good feel for things, and perhaps conventional wisdom will move in the direction of having the more efficient guy, who appears to be right now Brian Hoyer, but a lot can change between now and that third preseason game. I think that's a fair timetable for evaluation.
I think it is a fair timetable for the evaluation. I know that he's planning on meeting later this week with Kyle Shanahan and Dowell Loggins to figure out exactly how they want to divvy up those reps, because for it to be a truly equal competition, he's noted that they need to have, you know, Johnny Manziel work with the ones and the twos, and they need, of course, Brian Hoyer to work with the ones and the twos to give these guys an opportunity to really see how it goes. And this was one question that I answered that I thought was very interesting from his conversation with Nate Oldrich yesterday. And he was asked a question that you've said at least a couple of times, it wouldn't be ideal to start Manziel. And he said, you know, basically when you look at rookies, there's been a mixed bag there. For every Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick, there's a Kyle Bowler who he saw obviously down there in Baltimore. Joe Flacco, though, he's seen Joe Flacco do very well in Baltimore. He's seen Mark Sanchez go to the AFC Championship as a rookie. He knows what Russell Wilson did. So to me, what I thought was interesting is that Pettine basically said, people really think that this is hard for us. He said, quote, it's actually easier for us than for the staff, easier than people think it's going to be. The bottom line is, it's who gives us the best opportunity for us to win, and that's who is going to be our starting quarterback. Once a guy's here, he's a Cleveland Brown. There is no pressure, and I doubt any will be exerted on me from anywhere else in this building of, hey, we drafted this kid in the first round, you got to play him. We want to put a lineup out there that maximizes our chances to win, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I think it's going to be a competition. Listen, Mike Pettine, you've got to remember, Mike Pettine has this job, and he knows how he got this job. Rob Chudzinski was here for 1 year, went 4-12, and is gone. So Mike Pettine knows that the bottom line here is about winning, and he's going to put the guy out there that he thinks gives him the best chance to win the game, whether it be Hoyer or Manziel.
Right. This is why, and I believe Mike's strength of character, but also just the whole notion that in fairness to him, and I'm gonna believe that Jimmy Haslam, while being quick with the trigger to make the coaching change or the GM change that needs to be made and won't give these guys a whole lot of time for error or a lot of margin for error and maybe a whole lot of time if they're not doing it the right way, understands that that's the only way this decision should be made, because it's easy as the person running the football team and overseeing the business aspect of this team and Alex Shiner, who's the team president. Hey, they see these numbers. They see retail numbers all the time. The daily drive here every day is to generate income for this football team. You and I are doing this show. This program is in place as a moneymaker for the Cleveland Browns. It was an investment, the investment in us, the investment in this studio, the investment in the time, putting the deal together with K&R to get this space to do what we're doing, all for the same reasons that you're doing the other things, and that includes selling jerseys, selling merchandise. So it is a selling game. But there has to be a point at which that cannot bleed into football, cannot impact football. There is a presumption out there, especially among national media, that Johnny Manziel starts because of all of the above reasons, all of the popularity, all of the fan demand, all of making sure you are pleasing the masses. And that is the worst possible reason to do that. And I know this of Mike Pettine, so do you. He's smarter than that. He is, and I don't think he's feeling that pressure. I can't speak to the exact conversations he has with the people that he works for or he answers to, but I can speak for at least when we talk with him and when we see how he operates and how he has operated, he's going to do it the way that football tells him to do it. Who looks the best out there? Who's doing the best job? And guess what? It's going to be a pretty public thing. Other eyeballs will see this. It will be clear, I think, to, and there will be those colored by their favoritism. And then the Johnny Manziel fans who will become his apologists will say, if he's not practicing so well, he's not a really good practice quarterback. He's a gamer, so you can't really factor in practice. This doesn't matter. Well, it's got to matter. It's got to matter along to some degree in making the decision, at least at the outset. And then if you make the decision based on best practicing quarterbacks, which this team has done before and failed doing so, by the way. A guy named Brian Hoyer was a third stringer last year, and nothing in practice made that seem like it should be anything different, but we saw a whole different story when the season evolves. But if the season starts off with Hoyer as the starter and he's not getting the job done, I don't think it'll be a very long look. I think it'll be within a quarter of the year that you're making the decision to say, okay, we've got to shake it up and have the other guy do it, even if the other guy, Manziel, didn't necessarily look like the starter in practice.
Right. And you know, it's going to come down to, as I think you've said it many times, I think there are two things that this staff is looking for out of the quarterback. Number one, taking care of the ball, and number two, the ability to make big chunk plays. And I think right now Brian Hoyer certainly has an advantage in taking care of the ball. And Manziel might have an advantage in terms of the chunk plays. But, you know, Coach Pettine yesterday talked about Brian Hoyer, and he said this, which I think is great, because he was kind of talking about, he was asked a question by Nate Ulrich, who will join us at 1:30. You know, how do you feel about how the national media dismisses Brian Hoyer? And basically he said he doesn't really care. He's got the respect of the guys in the locker room. And this is what he said right here that kind of ties into everything you said for why you believe Brian Hoyer opens week one. Quote, I love his decision-making. He's very decisive. He understands defenses. He knows right where to go with the ball. He anticipates well. He'll throw the ball to receiver before he's coming out of the break. He's got the intangible qualities that you look for in a quarterback. He said, I'm okay with people underestimating him or selling him short because I think they will be surprised.
Yeah, he gets it, and he sees it, I think, in ways that with an open and objective mindset that I'm glad he has as he breaks this thing down. And I'm looking forward, by the way, to hearing from Nate Ulrich when we have him on the show. He'll join us in about 15 minutes or so to talk about his interview with Coach Pettine and what he heard him say about Johnny Manziel. Other topics as well the head coach got into, Josh Gordon, is something else that we'll talk about in the course of the show, because we'll talk about this with Nate, because this is something the head coach addressed in terms of his status and trying to find out when, in fact, the NFL is going to and what it's going to do regarding any sort of punishment to Josh Gordon.
Do
and
something
how the team,
already.
Yeah, how the team can proceed. And again, if you read Mike Pettine's comments in those pieces, it seems pretty clear that he has the same expectation, basically, that everyone else does, but he's also in the dark until the league turns the light on this thing and makes it official. All right, we're just getting this thing rolling and started here.
Hit us up.
And that's right, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you. Again, your thoughts on if you're buying a Browns jersey, which one are you buying? Are you buying the best-selling jersey in the entire National Football League? And tweet us at Browns_daily. Or at Vic Carucci, or at Nathan Zagura, because he is Nathan, and I am Vic, and we're sure. here, and we're going to talk Browns with you. So stick around. ESPN 850, WKNR.